From National Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera.
Juliet says, hey, it's Romeo. He nearly gave me a heart attack. He's underneath the window. She's singing, Leila, my boyfriend's back.
We're listening to a tune by Dire Straits, and as you might guess from the lyrics, it's called Romeo and Juliet. The song is one of countless reminders that you can find traces of Shakespeare and his plays almost anywhere. Also from the rock world, here's a more upbeat take on the famous couple by Elvis Costello, a song called Mystery Dance.
Romeo was restless, he was ready to kill. He jumped out the window cause he couldn't sit still. Juliet was waiting with a safety net. Said, don't bury me cause I'm not dead yet. Why don't you tell me about the mystery dance?
Nearly 400 years after his death, we can still find references to Shakespeare and adaptations of his work in just about every kind of entertainment you can think of. In rock tunes, at the movies, on television, even in comic books. And of course, there's plenty of Shakespeare to be found in classical music, including this symphonic study by Elgar, inspired by the character Falstaff. So if there's Shakespeare to be found everywhere, from the concert hall to comic books to popular music, there must be plenty in the opera house too, right? Well, not really. The problem isn't a lack of Shakespeare-based operas. There are hundreds of them. But Shakespeare's dramas have proven mysteriously difficult to set to music. Of all those Shakespeare operas, barely half a dozen have held the stage. And remarkably, Verdi wrote three of them: Macbeth, Falstaff, and Otello. That's the rapturous love duet that ends Act 1 of Verdi's Otello, the drama we'll hear on this edition of NPR World of Opera. The production comes to us from the Philharmonie in Cologne. The stars are Johann Botta as Otello, Nuccia Focile as Desdemona, and Carlo Guelfi as Iago, with conductor Semyon Bychkov.